Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Whether you work in a small lab, a giant pharmaceutical company, academia, or other research facilities, you'll be aware of the strict rules surrounding how chemical waste needs to be disposed of. My next guest witnessed a chemical accident when the wrong chemical waste was mixed in with a highly volatile substance, and it encouraged him to set up a company to ensure that other labs don't make the same mistake. His company is called ChemiShield, and it announced last week that it's employing a further 50 people to expand its business globally. Kevin Walsh is the Chief Executive of ChemiShield. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us more about the rules and regulations surrounding the disposal of chemical waste.
Yeah, the main rules kind of follow the likes of REACH or RCRA and CLP.
A lot of acronyms there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, it's a really regulated industry, and it's super, super important that you're always catching the who, what, when, where sequence of events when it comes to hazardous waste disposal.
So, give us an example of two chemicals you shouldn't put together in the same glass.
I definitely wouldn't put nitric acid and acetonitrile together. And actually, those were the two chemicals that were mixed together 12 years ago that went into the same waste container that led to an explosion and actually led then to the genesis of ChemiShield.
Yeah, so out of that accident, and thankfully, hopefully nobody was killed,
nope.
ChemiShield was born. Tell us a little bit about what ChemiShield does.
Yeah, so ChemiShield, it's a B2B SaaS product. So for those
software
of you...
Software as a service. There you go with the acronyms again.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it's a software solution that people can use on their phones, their tablets and laptops, predominantly for people who are disposing of hazardous chemical waste. What ChemiShield does is it replaces spreadsheets and standard operating procedures and work instructions. I could have used acronyms there, but I didn't. And it tells them what waste bottle their waste can go into. So it essentially removes the need for the user to think about where their waste should go.
Okay, so you don't provide the bottles and you don't provide the QR codes, but you provide the app, as it were, so that the company can do that side of things and you just basically tell them what bottles it should go into. Or should not go into.
Very correct, Joe. Companies are currently managing this process using spreadsheets predominantly. So if you imagine you have a number of sheets in a spreadsheet, and on each sheet you have a full list of like substances and mixtures, what lab staff have to do is they have to go and they have to trawl through that spreadsheet in order to figure out what waste stream their waste item belongs to. So they already know how their waste should be segregated. So what ChemiShield is doing is it's providing them with a digital tool to automate and digitize that process. So as opposed to spending 5 or 10 minutes figuring out where your waste should go and trying to get 700 plus lab personnel to follow that same process, people are able to use an easy to use app that they can take out, use on their own personal devices or a company device, enter the waste they want to dispose of, and then ChemiShield will tell them exactly where it should go.
Okay, and what happens to the chemical waste once you've got, whatever, 12 different containers or bottles with these chemical waste?
Yeah.
What happens to it?
Yeah, a lot of these companies will have like on-site hazardous waste management teams. So when waste bottles are full, they're normally removed from the lab. They're brought to a satellite accumulation area where they're either bulked into like 55-gallon drums. And then the haz waste company will come along, they'll pick it up, they'll package it and put it on the back of a truck and bring it for further processing.
When they say processing, does it get dumped somewhere or does it get used again?
Well, I certainly hope it doesn't just get dumped, but normally it can be like repurposed and used as fuel in industries such as cement manufacturing, so it uses energy. It can also then just go for simple incineration as well.
Okay. Now, you've got some pretty decent clients, including Pfizer, one of the biggest chemical pharmaceutical companies in the world. Any other clients we should know about?
We kind of have a saying is that there should not be a price to safe waste disposal when it comes to labs when people are using ChemiShield. So we have companies of all shapes and sizes, from the London Bioscience Innovation Centre over in London, all the way up to the likes of Pfizer, Sanofi. Then in the US, then we have the likes of Mankind, Celdex, and we also have one of the world's largest beverage companies as well as a client, which we're delighted about.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you started the company just before lockdown, so your timing was terrible.
I know, yeah. It was meant to be, Joe, because, you know, when you're a business leader, you know, you don't come out of a machine with all the skills and attributes to run a business successfully. So what was meant to be was meant to be, in terms of it allowed us time to focus on further product development for me in order to enhance my skills as a business leader. And it certainly taught us about being resilient. And thankfully, you know, we re-kickstarted commercial operations in September 2023. We took a very kind of scrappy, lean startup approach to it. It was basically me, my little Jeep suitcase, and back and forth from Dublin to the east coast of the US and beyond as well. So,
and you kept Pfizer on board, and you've signed up some new companies.
Absolutely.
And now you're hiring 50 people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we...
From 1 to 50.
Well, I mean, we're currently a team of 9 at the moment. But yeah, we're looking to bring on 50 people in sales and tech and support. Obviously, with this investment as well from Malcolm Bell, CEO of Envatech. Malcolm is bringing like an awful lot of experience from like a strategic perspective onto the board. Obviously, his company Envatech then also works in that kind of waste management space as well. We're delighted to have him on board. We have a number of large deals that are just going to get pushed over the line now, and that will allow us then to scale rapidly as well. So,
and would you stay here in Ireland?
We'll probably look at setting up offices on the east coast of the US. So we are, like, they originate from Waterford. If you can tell by the accent, there's a little bit of a ham blah.
Bad luck in the hurling this year.
Don't start. It's too early in the morning for that, Joe. Yeah.
And tell us, would you be impacted at all by Trump's tariffs, or has he even looked at chemicals yet?
Look, I mean, we're a software company. So like what we're doing is we're going to control the controllables, you know, and we're going to focus on what we do best. And that's, you know, further enhancing the product, that's supporting our existing customer base and continuing to grow and scale.
Mm. OK, well, listen, you're spreading your wings internationally. Come back to us when you sign some more big deals. And best of luck with it, Kevin. Kevin Walsh, the chief executive and founder of ChemiShield, also from Waterford, by the way.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.